This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Ready to rock. We're ready to roll. I love it. Good morning. Hope you all are doing well out there. Hope you're having some fun. Hope your Tuesday morning is going good. We are relaxing. We are ready to go. We got plenty of things to talk about today, which is good.
Not as hot outside.
Well, it's never hot in here.
No. Well, I'm talking outside. Like, it, actually, that cold front came all the way through. For it to be in the upper 70s, 80s, wow.
And low humidity, which is...
Yes, dry. Yep.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so, we've definitely paid. We earned this. We earned this time. This time of the year, the 7 or 8 months that we're sweating like crazy, we earned this.
Yeah, but first in line is Pat in Asheville. He doesn't give a rat's ass about what it is here in...
My sister's in the same spot, Tennessee. Yeah, it was like 50 degrees or something. They had an actual cold front.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we got plenty of people that actually are watching that are not here in South Florida. They're probably somewhere in the country or other parts of the world, as we always have people watching and downloading and supporting us. And thank you all out there, as always, for supporting the show. The many ways that you guys support our program, and it's always awesome, and we appreciate it. Last night, the Raiders dominated the Saints, man. Damn, that was an impressive win by the Raiders. Nice job by them. They improved to 2-0. Nice stadium, too. We got a little basketball tonight with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Nuggets in a must-win situation, obviously, kind of like the Celtics were the other night. The Marlins, unfortunately, lose yesterday to the Braves, but they're still in the playoff race. That's all that matters. We're a day away from the Heat and also Inter Miami playing. Looking forward to that. A lot of things, man. We got a whole bunch of sports news to talk about. I got a bunch of music stuff, too. Got a couple of really cool music angles that we're going to take here on the program. So I like it. I see on the chat board, Pat in Asheville was first. Samuel Robina is in. Julius 305, man of 1,005 holds. And he says, what's up with everybody? Two more days until we get the Jags, which is pretty cool, by the way. That, I mean, it sucks for the players on a short week. They should have a bye week before this. But the point is, I'm glad that we get Dolphin football like right away on Thursday. So we're just 2 days away, which is awesome. Like tomorrow we get the Heat and Inter playing, and then we get the Dolphins on Thursday. So that's a lot of fun to have it that way. And then 2 days later, we've got the Canes and FSU. So, and then we've got our Sunday football without the Dolphins. So you can kick back and watch the rest of the league, which is actually really, really cool.
Yankees coming to town playing the Marlins to finish up the season, both fighting for playoff.
Yep.
You see the bottleneck going on there? I looked at it last night. From the Marlins down to two teams past the eight, basically the number 10, game and a half.
Yeah.
And Philly, only one game behind us for us to stay at that two spot.
Yeah.
Big. No, no. This stuff is big.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, just to start off a little bit with the Marlins, because yesterday they lost 5-4, dropped to 28-26, which is still amazing. The youngster, Trevor Rogers, struggled yesterday. I was thinking of my boy Kevin Rogers. Trevor Rogers struggled yesterday. And so tonight it'll be Jose Urania and Bryce Williams on the mound. And Urania's got that 6 ERA. He's 0-2. So they need a really good outing from Urania tonight. But I was thinking about this. You know, we talked earlier before this thing started, or right when the thing started, that I felt bad for the Marlins organization because – the youngsters had all gotten cheated from playing 160 games. The minor leaguers didn't get their, what is it, like 150-something, I think, is the minor league season. Isn't it a little shorter, slightly shorter? But anyway, the bottom line is they missed out on all that playing time. And so now they get 60 games, which is not a big deal. It's not a ton. But what becomes priceless is that the Marlins youngsters will get playoff experience. If that happens, if they sneak into the playoffs, that's the one, like, shining bright star out of all of this. Because let's be honest, in 162 games, there's a good chance these young Marlins would never be in the race. Because their arms would, you know, it's just they're not built up at that point. They're not ready for that kind. But a 60-game season is kind of like a college season, you know what I mean? So it's not... it's not anything that's that taxing and that tiring. And that's why even having to play some of these games in condensed times when you're playing 7 games in 5 days and those kind of things, they're young, they're spry. So they can bounce back quickly for all this stuff. You know what I mean? The older teams, the older players, if they have to do the same thing, that's probably a little bit more of a mission for them. But I was thinking about this yesterday that the one bright spot that I can find out of this, it's not just making the playoffs. Okay, that's an enormous bright spot. You know what I mean? But it's the experience. And if those guys actually get a series in, and who knows, they get lucky and get past the team, get into the second round, that is going to be just that. That's the one thing that you can walk away as an organization and say, wow, we got our young guys actually postseason experience. That's something that wasn't probably going to happen for a few years. You know what I mean? And if we would be in a 162-game schedule, there's no way the Marlins are in the race. I'm sorry. I'm not going to play that game with you guys. This happens in a 60-game condensed schedule because baseball's a wacky thing, man. It's the one sport that stuff like this can happen. You know, this can happen in basketball. This can happen in football. It's a whole different ballgame. But in baseball, it's really odd. And in a 60-game season, it's kind of like a 5-game series. You know, when you have a 3- or 5-game series in baseball, the best team doesn't always win. Okay? That's just the way it is. You know, the opening game, the team uses its ace and they lose. And it's downhill for that contender right there and then.
Especially on that opening with only a 3-game.
Right.
2 out of 3.
You're done.
That's, man, wow.
You're done.
That first game is huge.
You might be done in a 5-game because you may not get to the 5th game.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? And so it just, it's a crazy thing, baseball. And luckily for the Marlins, things have bounced their way and they're in the mix now to get, you know, in the playoffs. And if they do, wow, priceless.
Another contributing factor, obviously, 8 teams out of 15 from each, you know, league going, that helps.
Yes,
helps. But you had, like, the log jam that we got, like we said, there's 6 teams within a game and a half fighting for 4
yeah.
spots,
mm-hmm.
and they're all 500, which this year, that man, you did pretty good if you're playing 500 ball.
Yeah, yeah, so that'll be cool. If they actually get into the playoffs, that becomes just amazing, really. It really does. What else do we have here? Matthew Walker's in the house. Ian from Brooklyn is in the house. Pat in Nashville says 51 and sunny. Nice. Gus 1388 is in. Troy Ortiz, NorCal, says good morning from the blue skies of NorCal. Puff, puff, I'm going to give. There you go. And you got blue skies. That's nice to hear, bro. You guys, you know, it's nice for it to clear up a little bit there.
Yeah, it's been orange tinge for too long.
Samuel Robina is in, says, Big O, really looking forward to the Canes taking the field on Saturday against the Noles. We all are. Herman Cueva says, hello, fam. Lewis Bryan, ATL, checking in. Good morning to all my fellow Miami sports fans. Robert Triana is in. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you all out there. Remember to give us the thumbs up. While you're watching, and also share the link, subscribe, all that good stuff. Pass it on to your friends, man. Tell them, send it to them by Twitter, send it to them by a text. Send them the link so they can get some local sports talk that they may not get anywhere else, actually, since they're so limited in sports talk. on radio. Got a couple of guests for you today. It is a Tolentino Tuesday, so Josh Tolentino from The Athletic is going to join us at 12:30. So we'll talk Dolphins with him. At 1 o'clock, my buddy Franco Panizo is going to join us from Miami Total Football. We'll get a little preview on Inter Miami as they get ready for the New York Red Bulls on Wednesday. So we got a bunch of things to talk about today on the show. The Raiders last night got it done against the Saints. And listen, I'm not convinced yet that the Raiders have turned some kind of corner or anything like that. But, dude, let's give them props. They have played well the first 2 weeks. And here's where, you know, I'm not going to overreact about positive stuff, and I'm not going to overreact about negative stuff. I'm going to be pretty consistent about this. You got people freaking out about the Dolphins? I'm not freaking out about the Dolphins. I'm sorry. I see people freaking out about, you know, the Saints and Drew Brees. Today I did my hit like I normally do in Mobile, and they're all Saints fans in that area, and they were asking me about it, and I said, I'm not worried about it right now. I got to see a lot more struggles before I worry about it. And I told them the same thing that I would tell you guys. They haven't had an offseason. Okay? And so don't be surprised if some teams or a lot of teams aren't consistent and they're not in a groove and they don't have chemistry right now. Don't be surprised, because it's going to happen when you have no offseason, no training camp. You have that half-ass training camp that they had to get ready for this. It's just a different world right now. So the Saints are 1-1. They got their asses handed to them yesterday. Brees didn't look good. But what is Brees done now all of a sudden? No, dude, I'm not ready for that. Let's give it a little time here. Give it a couple weeks, and then we'll figure out where the Saints are. You know what I mean? And that's going to happen throughout, okay? In the NFL, not every team is going to be playing well at this point in time. It's only 2 weeks into the regular season. So we're basically, I would imagine that into October is when we'll start to see teams actually playing like they're supposed to be playing, tackling, knowing their assignments, all that, because every team makes changes, not as much as, let's say, the Dolphins. You know, a couple of teams that are in real transition maybe made monster changes. Miami is one of the few that made that many changes. That's going to be a little bit more harder for them. But the teams that even, like the Saints, that have consistency, have the same players, they weren't together in the offseason. And if Drew Brees wasn't in all the mini camps and then training camp and then the preseason, and then that's where he has all his timing down with all his guys, because he's been throwing to them for months in the offseason. Doesn't exist. He didn't have those months. Wasn't able to do it. And look at Tom Brady. Didn't look good the first week, throwing two ugly interceptions. Looked better in week two. Okay, well, he had no offseason. Even the great Tom Brady. But he had no offseason and went to a new team. So all of these things are going to play into you know, factors, whether you're the Dolphins that made monster changes, whether you're the Bucs that made several changes, or whether you're the Saints that made practically very little changes. It's just going to take a toll on some. Now there's going to be a couple teams that they're going to come out of the blocks and they're going to look pretty good. And things are going to go their way. And maybe the Raiders is one of them right now. But I got to give Derek Carr a lot of credit, because yesterday, you know, they were talking, about Derek Carr saying that, you know, he kind of wants to shut people up and that he's kind of tired of people talking negative about him, all of that. I mean, hell, what's it called? Gruden even came out, which he rarely, like, even has had that kind of praise for his guy. And he said, oh, no, this guy's a great quarterback. And Derek Carr played his ass off yesterday. He played well. And, to me, the part that really impressed me about the Raiders yesterday was that they were so much more physical than New Orleans. And then New Orleans also was the old Raiders. Stupid. Dumb penalties. Because remember, the Raiders were the team 70s, 80s. Those teams committed all kinds of penalties. They were super talented, so they could overcome some of those penalties. So they kind of did it on purpose. They were like the 80s and 90s Canes. that those teams at times had, you know, moments where they, man, they committed a lot of stupid penalties, but they were so much more talented than everybody else that they were able to overcome that kind of stuff. And yesterday the Saints played the role of the Raiders, except they weren't able to overcome all of that. They've had over 200 yards, consecutive weeks of over 100 yards in penalties for the Saints. I mean, that's incredibly stupid, you know. But kudos to the Raiders yesterday. That mammoth line just got physical. That running back is the real deal. That tight end. The kid has been, listen, that kid's a really talented kid, obviously had some baggage, kind of went, you know, under the radar, and Waller has kind of become, you know, a stud over the last two seasons now. Last year, he kind of burst onto the scene, and then this year, well, it will continue. Had 103 yards yesterday on 12 catches. I mean, he was unstoppable, dude. They've got some weapons on that team. You know what I mean? And they're playing well, and that stadium is awesome, right? I mean, as I'm watching that game, all I thought about was our draft party. All I thought about was hanging out in Vegas, having a good time. I know we would have gone over to go check out the stadium. I mean, I don't know if we would have been able to get in or not, and I don't know if I would have had to use any of my press juice.
Connection? You got connection?
I got some connections. I got some. I got connections actually in the Raider organization. So,
For thought.
Yes, yes, yes.
Any thought
several,
on us?
Several people in that organization.
Any thought on us doing Christmas, New Year's, my birthday? Because it's 3 months out, basically.
I still think we got a shot, bro.
A shot, but.
I mean, not for sure, but I think we got a shot. Why not? Well, I'm not going to rule it out anymore, because the numbers continue to go down. Now, here comes winter, and does it get worse and all that? I don't know, dude. You know, I can't predict it, but as long as we're
still in play.
Yeah, as long as we're a month out, I still think we got a shot that we could go and do the show out there and, you know, be pretty safe overall, just mask up. And like I told you when we were talking off air, just wash your hands, don't touch your face, and keep your mask on, and you'll be fine, dude. I mean, it's not like I've kind of gotten used to it. If I have to wear a mask for several hours, I can do it now. It's not the end of the world anymore, dude. You know what I mean?
When we're out at Craig outside and wearing a mask, like, you know,
if you could do it there, you could do it anywhere.
Exactly.
Because they're not going to have the humidity over there that we have here.
No.
So your mask won't get as sticky as it does, you know, over at in Nevada, and especially in December.
Yeah.
The nights are like 40 degrees out there, dude. You got to be wearing a jacket.
It's the desert.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been in those months there, yep, for fights. I've been in November and December out in Vegas, and it'll get cold as hell out there at night. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't rule it out yet. You know what I mean? Because luckily for us, we're starting to, you know, bring the numbers down. You know, but that's what I kept thinking. That's what went through my mind all last night while I'm watching that. I'm just pissed that we didn't have our draft party. We didn't have our draft moment there. We all weren't together at Tommy Rocker's and hanging out at concerts, and maybe we go somewhere to have some fun. A bunch of us together. It just would have been a lot of fun, you know, the week in Vegas. I just hope that we're able to continue to turn this thing down and try to, you know, minimize this thing. So, you know, for next year, our draft party, our draft week isn't ruined in Cleveland. You know what I mean? So that would be really, really nice if we're able to do that. But that's what I was thinking throughout the whole thing. I can't wait to go to a Dolphins Raiders game. I can't wait to be out there to go check it out and hang out in Vegas, because I love going to Vegas and hanging out for a couple days in Vegas. I always have a great time out there, even without going to strip clubs and brothels, which so far I have yet to go to a strip club or a brothel. In all these years that I've gone to Vegas, have yet to go to a strip club or a brothel, and I have a great time, okay? I've never gone for a bachelor party, never gone to a strip club, never gone to a brothel. I don't really need that in Vegas. You don't need it, bro. It's just a blast nowadays to go to Vegas. There's so many things to do. You know what I mean? Because it was just all about debauchery, you know, back in the day. That's all Vegas was. And now, you know, you can just have some fun instead. And it doesn't have to be the kind of debauchery that Vegas was known for, you know, for so many years. Not that, hey, listen, some of you want to go out there and you want to go to the Bunny Ranch. Hey, knock yourself out, dude. You know, everybody has their own way of having some fun. I'm good with a little gambling, some concerts, a sporting event, the Pinball Hall of Fame, the Hoover Dam. Enjoy a couple of drinks. I'm good, man. I'm good. There's plenty of things to do out there. Oh, and some In-N-Out Burger, of course, because you got to have some In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Yes.
I. You know what? You're doing better than me, man, because I cannot think of the Vegas trip without coupling San Francisco and Pearl Jam a couple days before, and then 2 weeks later, Rockville pops right in. They're all, like, together, and COVID killed.
No, it was going to be a legendary month.
Man.
It was going to be a legendary month for us. It was just going to be incredible for us. Gus 1388, the first to chime in with a little super chat. Thank you, Gus 1388. Did that thing go? I don't think it went on.
Do you need the wife to change out the batteries again?
I think we need the wife to change out the batteries. Only problem is the wife is working now, so she can't change out the batteries. She's not on COVID off now. She's actually virtually teaching right now, so she can't just change the batteries at this point in time. But Gus 1388, thank you for giving us love on the Super Chat, my brother. Appreciate that. How about having a get-together for us local folks down here in South Florida that can't make the trip to Las Vegas? Yes, we will. I want to do that, but obviously we can't do that yet, John. But yes, we are going to do that. Hey,
a pre-departure party?
Yeah.
I like that.
And, John, you can get together with us anytime, every week. Okay? Every week we're at VSS West Pines. Every week we're at Acura. Every week we're at Toyota. And this week we're at all three and Hialeah Park. Okay? So, John, you're more than welcome to get together with us on any of our outings every single week on out here. So, yes, I will try to get something once we get past this COVID thing and bars are completely open and all that, and we can actually, you know, get together. Yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something. But you know how it goes. Then if I do it in Dade, the Broward and Palm Beach people are going to be complaining. If I do it in Broward, the Dade and Palm Beach people will be complaining. If I do it in Palm Beach, the Dade and Broward people, you know, because somehow or another, some of you out there have trouble with driving. You know what I mean? Like, you live in a commuter town, okay, but you have a problem with driving. That's all you do is drive. You don't really have mass transit here. We're not a mass transit type of town. We have it, but it's kind of a pain in the ass. It's not really a convenient mass transit like they have in major cities. You know what I mean? Because, like, we built the metro fail to fail. We didn't actually build it like we were supposed to build it. Build it throughout the entire Tri-County area where you don't need a car.
Yeah, the arteries are lacking.
There's nothing. It's very little. It only accommodates certain people. That's it. And if you're not in those areas that it travels to, then you don't care. And like most people, they can't. So I will do a get-together locally, but I do worry a little bit about a get-together locally because I always get the excuse people that say, well, you know, you did it in Dade. I live in Broward. No, you did it in Dade. I live in Palm Beach. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, I'm the one traveling to Palm Beach for the get-together or Dade or Broward or whatever. So that is the one thing that I will say about the local get-together that I will fear a little bit because I always get the excuses. Anthony says, Orlando, does the NFL have the same rule that Major League Baseball has when it comes to gambling that they can't bet on their own team? Yes, I'm pretty sure that they – I think they don't want players betting, period, actually. All right? I don't think it's a matter of any team or your team. I don't think they want you gambling at all. Now, maybe at a blackjack table, but I don't think they want athletes ever betting on their sport at all. I'm pretty sure of that. Okay?
We have heard of the, you know, you bet a meal or, suit or, you know, yeah, something that's a gentleman
yeah, yeah,
thing.
That's different. That's a fun thing. That's not a – I'm talking about going to a casino and going to the window and, you know, you're
smacking down $100,000.
You're Drew Brees and you're like, hey, I want $100,000 on the Falcons or on the somebody. I don't think they want Drew Brees gambling on any team, not just the Saints. I'm pretty sure of that. Okay? I'm pretty sure you'll get in trouble if you're gambling on your own sport in any way whatsoever.
Definitely touches the, you know, conflict of interest.
No, it's all a conflict of interest. So hell yeah. So I don't think they would encourage that in any way, shape, or form, my friend. So yes, that's what I was thinking last night when I'm watching that game. The bittersweetness of where we were supposed to be for the draft and like Bill said, the amazing amount of concerts that we were going to see that week and that whole month forget about it. I mean, the things COVID has done to us is just, what can I tell you? It's unforgivable what COVID has done to me when it comes to music. I can recover from everything else. Being at home, I'm kind of a homebody anyways. So my wife and I don't get all crazy about being at home. We adjust, whatever. All I do is really I go out to work only and I come back and that's it. I don't socialize. So yeah, I'm going out a little less locally, but I can live with that. The no live concerts, I got a problem with that. I got a real problem with that. That for me, because sporting events, I don't really go to a lot of live sporting events as it is. I get way more work done watching it on television. You know what I mean? I've learned that over the years that in order to do this job, I'm better off watching it on TV. And especially in today's electronic age in the world, I get to see the press conferences that the media sees too. It's not like they're getting anything extra. You know what I mean? And I'm fortunate enough that I can actually pick up the phone and call people and different leagues and different teams and just get some insight on something else if I feel like it. But I'm always better off on TV, but I can't recover from no live music. Oh my God. It's crazy. In fact, today is the 22nd of September. Okay. A year ago today, I was in Red Rocks. Okay. With the wife. And we were there for 3 days, I think four days. And we were there to see Greta Van Fleet for two nights in Red Rocks. I believe it was today and tomorrow, the 22nd and the 23rd of September. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And I just saw on one of the rock pages that I follow, Greta has just released three songs from the second night. I saw both concerts, both nights. And in the second night, I think I've told you guys the story for those of you that have been watching for a little while. They had like five cameras on the second night. They even had one on the front of the stage that was on a track, you know, and they filmed the whole concert. And I told my wife, because we were like on the, I don't know, we were like on the sixth, seventh row, just off center. We had great, great seats. And I told her, oh, this thing's going to be a DVD. And I just saw where they released yesterday three songs live from that video. And when I'm done today, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to kick back and watch those three all over again because I saw it live. And now I get to see it on video. I can't wait to see that whole video because that's obviously my favorite Greta Van Fleet concert I've ever been to. I think the second best one is the one I went with him to Orlando. Because that you would say that's your favorite one, right?
Yes, because the crowd.
The crowd made it.
You know, Miami show.
The Miami one was
really
good.
Miami was exceptional.
Yes, yes. It was really, really good. Miami one was awesome. I really enjoyed the Miami one. Because Bayfront gives you a vibe, dude. You know?
You know what? There's something about that place. Every concert, man. And you know what? I kind of think that the atmosphere, the bands, the way downtown is and everything, and you just a sea of people, kind of like Coral Sky when you look up at the top, you know, not the seats. Yeah. It's just a massive humanity, Woodstockish, and then the surrounding buildings. I think that it does something for them.
Yep. I know. I'm with you. I just every concert I go to there, I don't care if I'm seeing Fitz in the Tantrum or I'm seeing The Cure. Or I'm seeing the Goo Goo Dolls.
Smashing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It doesn't matter what I'm watching there. Bayfront is always like a really, really good show. And Greta was awesome that day at Bayfront. But that second night at Red Rocks, they added a little oomph to the whole thing. Because they were on camera.
I got
to
say, five cameras will do that
for you. Yeah, and their threads were a little nicer. They brought out, like, some really nice costumes that they were wearing. So I knew that they were doing something with that. And I'm sure there's a DVD coming out, you know, Greta at Red Rocks and the CD, I would imagine, and all that. But just in case, if you're a Greta Van Fleet fan, later on today, what I'll do is I'll post it on Twitter, the link for the videos, and you guys can
so
can
the
check
threads
it out.
Channeling their inner 70s Led Zeppelin hippiness.
Yes, definitely. Well, they do that.
Walking around barefooted.
That's they do it that way anyways, as it is. I mean, hell, the bassist doesn't wear any shoes, and neither does the singer. They both do it barefoot sometimes.
I have to thank you because if you remember, I got your Disturbed ticket and me and Greep went up to Orlando to the Amway.
Within this moment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Maria's
which was
awesome.
Disturbed, if you guys haven't seen them.
Oh, Disturbed Live.
Must see.
Disturbed Live is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Maria and In This Moment. They put on one hell of a show,
that
dude.
That was, it definitely bring a lot of stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And she can sing, man. She can sing, dude. Wow. She's got a hell of a voice. If you've never seen In This Moment in concert, I really suggest you take a – because Maria Blink, I believe, is her last name. Blink, I think it is. The curvaceous one, because she's got curves that go for miles.
Well, she's thick. She got them.
Yeah. She's you look at her and you go, "Es a cubana." But anyway, she can sing. What is her last name? Is it Blink? Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I thought you were. In This Moment, I think it's Maria Blink. Yeah, maybe that's not her real last name, because you know,
stage name.
Is Maria Blink? Is it Blink? All right. Well, anyway, so if you like...
Exactly. Maria Brink.
Oh, Brink. I said Brink. Blink. Brink. Yes. Brink. There you go. Maria Brink. Anyway, she can sing. If you like Greta, check it out because that thing is... That show was amazing. Anthony Manzano says, Orlando, what is your prediction for the Miami-Jacksonville game on Thursday? Are we losing or winning? We're winning, bro. Have faith. All right, two close losses now. All right, this is going to be the win. This is where they kind of get the balance out. You know, as Depeche Mode would say, they're going to get the balance right. Okay, that's what's going to happen here. All right, and there's going to be a celebration. All right, on Thursday night, they will win. They will figure everything out defensively, offensively. They'll play well, and they'll get the victory. And they'll intercept Gardner Minshew at least two times on Thursday night. Okay? Have faith. All right? It's not as bad as not everybody, but a lot of people want to make it out to be and all that stuff. I just will tell everybody they overreacted last year after the first two games, and they continue to do the same things over and over and over again. And so I get, listen, what's happened the last 20 years, people just think it's going to happen over and over again, and I get it. So they have to be convinced that things have changed. So it's up to Greer and Flores to prove to people that things have changed. So let's hope.
Want to see the pass rush.
Let's hope for a win on Thursday so we can start to feel a little better about the football team. And that way, you know, people won't be freaking out so much. But, man, they are freaking out, dude.
Got to think a major component, not dealing with a running quarterback, to be able to pin your ears back and just go after him.
Yeah.
I want to see some pass rush.
Yeah. NorCal says, Greta has a great sound. I need to hear their full albums. Yes, you do. But I'm telling you, NorCal, watch them live, because that's where you find out about a band. And you'll see, you know, Joshua's voice is amazing. Jake is a great young guitarist. If you watch him, you will freak out. Danny Wagner is a really good drummer, man. I'm telling you, this is a good band, bro. They're a good band, and they're young, and they make really good music.
And like you said, in studio, there's no doctoring.
No.
They bring it, and they do exactly what the sound is in the studio. They reproduce it on stage live.
Yeah, no doubt. The Raging Dolphin Maniac says, hello, everybody. I'm back. Super Boom Shack says, I was there, at Disturbed. I threw popcorn at you. Matthew Walker says, Disturbed to jam to Liberate, Prayer, and Stricken. Big O, give us a tip of what's coming up on October, please. Ah, Herman, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. NorCal goes, I'll listen to live YouTube Greta stuff till I can see them live. Yep, do it. Put it this way, NorCal. When they go out to the West Coast, I'll fly out there and go to the Greta concert with you. Okay? All right? I got no problem doing that. I will travel wherever it goes for Greta. All right? I already did it once when I went to Red Rocks and did the Florida Triangle with this jerky. And I saw him at Rockville. So, yeah, it's I've traveled for Greta. Most of the trips have been travel, actually. Out of the six concerts, only
one of
them was Miami.
You got one solo. That's it. One show, one lone.
One in Miami, and the other five were on the road, dude. You know, so I have no problem going to see. I mean, they were supposed to come out with an album in around March, and we're now in September and no album yet. So I'm dying to hear the new album. I wonder if they pulled a Lizzy Hailstorm, because Lizzy for Vicious, she had her whole album made, and then she sat there and listened to it with the band, and she goes, I hate it. It's not us. We're redoing the whole album. And then Vicious was the album they redid, which, by the way, is exceptional. They did a great job with Vicious. And that's funny. I want to hear the songs she had on that one she hated, just for the hell of it. I'm sure we'll find out years later. These are unreleased songs and all that good stuff, and they'll be part of that mix. But apparently she didn't like the lyrics. She didn't think it was herself and all that, because Lizzie's one of those people that's, like, brutally honest about everything, and she just didn't feel like it was herself. So she ended up scrapping it. So I'm wondering, you know, Greta's kind of in that maybe, you know, mode where they're trying to make music and you got a lot of time to yourself and you want to think really thoroughly before you release the music. Plus, there's no touring going on right now. So maybe they're also holding the album out until they can actually get closer to touring. So that way when they release it, they're out there supporting the album and making money and all that.
I was just going to say, man, if you can't back it up with the tour, it's kind of, there's a major element that's missing.
I know,
you know?
But people are still releasing new albums.
I get it. I to be doing something, you know, better than nothing.
I mean,
but,
what was it? You see, I'll tell you right now. I mean, where are we at here? Okay, here we go. I'm getting Alanis Morissette's new album, Alter Bridge. I just pre-ordered their album, Biffy Clyro Cantor. They just released A Celebration of Endings. Adelita's Way, Shine On has a new album. Public Enemy just took out a new album. The Struts, Strange Days. I just pre-ordered their new album. Comes out October 16th. So it's like
there's
bands,
stuff still releasing.
Like
yeah.
People are releasing new music, but and they have no tour coming up following it. So, you know, it's still happening, but I'm thinking maybe they're holding out because they want to get it closer to actually touring. You know what I mean? And I'll have some stuff about touring very soon that somebody was commenting on touring too when we get to our music segment. Orlando, if you're a fan of Greta Van Fleet, I recommend you listen to a band named Rival Sons. Dude, I have all their music. I love Rival Sons. I'm totally into Rival Sons, my brother. I'm with you all the way on Rival Sons. One of the better young bands out there. They're a little older than Greta. They have like four or five albums, I want to say, I have of theirs. Rival Sons is exceptional. Love those guys. Yes. They are some of those new bands that I really like a lot, with Them Evils and Texas Hippie Coalition. And, you know,
I was just going to, that's the group that you threw me, I guess, back a year ago.
Texas.
That 10 or 13 bands, like, hey, man, you got to put these on the radar.
Yeah, Texas Hippie Coalition is amazing. So I would tell you, Anthony, you tell me Rival Sons, I tell you Texas Hippie Coalition. All right? Just go put on Hands Up just to start you up, okay? Texas Hippie Coalition, Hands Up. All right, that's it. Start it off with that, and then you'll be ready to go full throttle on Texas Hippie Coalition. Love those guys, and they are playing some concerts. They travel around a little bit. They're not doing a lot of places, but they are, because I follow them on social media, and they are, during this time, they're a Texas band. And the Texas attitude for this virus is a whole different attitude than anywhere, than pretty much everywhere else. Let's see. What else do we have? 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Big O Paul in Connecticut, he says, Dolphins are missing two big DT types like Paul Soley. Either DTs are smaller and get pushed around too much. They're missing run-stuffing linebackers like Raekwon McMillan they traded. Dumb planning by Finns. No, it's not, Paul. He can't cover. How much did he play last night? Did you check it out? Did you check it out there, Paul? You know, because they traded for him. Did you check out how many plays Raekwon McMillan played yesterday for the Raiders? Just wondering. Let me see if I can find the amount of plays, because I don't think. Let me see. Did Raekwon McMillan have a tackle?
I do not see his name in the list.
Right, he
not
didn't,
a one, not even a half a tackle.
So Paul, how's this so smart when the team that traded for him can't get him on the field either? You know he can't cover, right? That all he does is run stuff. That's it. So when you put somebody out there that's obvious and they can only do one thing, what do you think they might attack him in?
And Kamara is one of the better receiving running backs. I think he had 90-something yards. If McMillan's out there, he probably has 100-plus.
All I'm saying is I didn't see Raekwon McMillan out there much at all, if anything. And you're missing him? It's like, okay, all right. We'll disagree on that one, my man. Love you, but. Completely disagree.
Yeah, Kamara, 9 for 95 receiving.
Yeah. RVA Richmond says, good morning, Big O. Speaking of masks, Did you hear about coaches and teams being fined? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. They got fined like $100,000 and the team $250,000. I mean, it is crazy stuff. Let me read that story for you. That the league is not putting up with any of this crap. They are going to fine your ass if you're not wearing your mask. And let me see if I can where do I have this? Here we go. The NFL on Monday night, Adam Schefter reported three coaches were fined $100,000 each for failing to properly wear masks. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan, Vic Fangio of the Broncos, and Pete Carroll. Their teams were also fined $250,000 each. Okay? And if you watch Monday night, Sean Payton like didn't want to wear his mask. And Gruden took it on and off and all that, but I think Payton had it off the entire time. Basically.
I don't remember seeing him so at one moment.
I guess he's gonna give up $1.6 million this year. Is that what he's gonna do? Like every game he's not gonna wear it? That's an expensive mask. $100,000? I gotta tell you. I really enjoy my merino mask, okay? And I only had to pay like $9 for this mask. And shipping and everything.
What a bargain.
Isn't it?
That is probably one of the coolest masks of all
masks. This is a badass mask.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this is probably the baddest mask of all time in the history of mankind, womankind, pet kind, any kind of kind right here. This is the greatest mask of all time. Paid $9. I don't have to pay $100,000. You know what I mean?
Man, you could do a lot with the $100,000, right?
You know how many times I can go to Vegas and see Greta Van Fleet? Damn. A whole
bunch of
times.
You could do the whole tour.
Yes.
You know?
Damn right. Yeah. Lewis Bryant goes, I did not hear Raekwon McMillan's name called at all. Because it didn't happen. Okay, so the guy can only play the run, and you can't get him on the field? Think about that. Just let that marinate in your mind. There's third and short and fourth and short and goal line. Think about that.
No, Raekwon. Go find a seat on the bench.
That's not that.
Sorry.
He's been there a few weeks already. It's not that difficult to get in on short yardage. Okay? But no, we're missing him, according to my man in Connecticut.
Are we to assume this is a defensive liability? Just that simple, right?
It's a different team. It's a different coaching staff. It's different responsibilities. You need your linebackers to be multiple. Guys that can cover, guys can stop the run. And Raekwon McMillan can't cover my grandmother. And if you can't cover my grandmother, she's kind of fast. She does have a little quickness to her, but still, it's my grandmother. You still should be able to cover her. I'm telling you, I know she has this move with the walker that she kind of, you know, makes it go one way and she goes the other. Kind of loses her balance a little bit, but Raekwon would struggle with that. And that's the problem. If Raekwon's going to be fooled by an old lady in a walker out in the open field, how do you think they're going to handle, you know, like a real running back? It's going to be a struggle, but no, we miss Raekwon McMillan here.
Dazed and confused, coach. Yeah, my grandmother's 220 and runs a 4.4.
You know, come on, man. He's a limited linebacker. He's a two-down linebacker. Nothing wrong with that if you can use that. And if that's your kind of defense, that's fine, but that's not this defense. They don't want you looking into their team going, okay, now I know what you're going to do, okay? The only time they want to do that is with Howard. That's it. Because it's going to be fourth and one, short and one, goal line, whatever, and it's going to be obvious, and it's what Howard has done his whole career so far in the NFL and in college. He's a big, fat guy that can fall for 4 yards. That's what he does. And so when you need some short yardage, why are you going to pound Gaskins and Breida or Laird? No, you give it to the big hog. and let him go right through the tackles and let him, you know, punch it in for you for a yard or two out.
That's what you got him for. That's all he's here for. Right?
That's all he's here for. He's not here to be featured. That's not what he's here to do.
He couldn't catch a cold in the wintertime.
No, that's just not his thing. It's not his thing. Big O, your mask is cool, don't get me wrong, but I'll take Laramie Tunsil's mask over yours every day and twice on Sundays.
Special apparatus going on
there. I got you. Ray Grulon says he was running the Gatorade team to his teammates, giving them bottles to drink. So Raekwon was working. He was working the sidelines, the Gatorade sidelines. Okay? Maybe that's what Scott meant, actually, out in Connecticut. That he wanted Raekwon there to provide Gatorade to the players that are on the sidelines. I think that's what it was.
We're talking a uniformed Gatorade boy, water boy?
Yes, basically. Basically, yes. So, I'm sorry, Paul in Connecticut said that, not Scott. Paul. So, Paul, I think, wanted him as a Gatorade guy. Okay? And Super Boomshack says, Grandma has the chancletas as the secret weapon. You damn right. Damn right. She'll hit like Raekwon in the eye with a chancleta, and then she'll buy herself 3-4 more yards after that. Yeah, she'll do anything to gain yards. You got to watch out when you play with my grandma, because she's kind of dirty. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? She'll do whatever it takes to win. You know, it's the kind of grandma that you want to hang around with. All right, 786-322-1105. Hey, you know what I did like also of the game yesterday? Can I tell you something that, and it's not the reason why I'm going to watch or not watch or anything like that, but I'll tell you what I did enjoy. I like the broadcast team. I really do. Do you know why? They're just meat and potatoes. And that's kind of what I am. I don't mind clowning around and goofing off. I can do it too, but I don't want it all the time. You know what I mean? If I'm listening to a sports talk show, I want it to be mostly about sports talk. I don't need you to be screwing around 80% of the time. I don't mind if you screw around and you have some fun and all that, but I really enjoyed Louis Riddick and Brian Griese and Steve Levy. You know, Steve does a good job of driving and all that good stuff, but I like that Riddick and Griese just brought the football side of it all, you know, and broke it down, whatever was going on offensively, defensively, philosophically, what they think that the coaches were thinking of and doing and all those things. I personally really enjoyed the broadcast. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, dude, it beats Howard Cosell and company from back in the day. I'm not here to compare or anything like that. All I'm saying is, as a football junkie that I am, okay, I love the nuts and bolts of that broadcast. I like the meat of the matter of that broadcast. And those guys just brought it. I thought Greasy did a really good job. When Breeze is struggling, he's telling you he's struggling. He's not trying to dance around it. He's telling you, oh, he's not being accurate. He'll tell you that he's making mistakes. Louis Riddick has always called it like he sees it. You know, that's one of the things I like about Louis, that he'll decipher what's going on and tell you exactly what he thinks, you know, should have happened, should not happen, what he would have done, all that. He's obviously a real football guy because he's a football player, executive, all that. So to me, I really enjoyed the broadcast. I guess I didn't pay attention as much last week. What was last week's game? Why was it that
We had the two games. The initial in.
That's okay. What it was.
And they were Yeah. They were the back end because it was Herb Street.
Right, it was the later game.
In the front end, and the back end was the West Coast, and was it Denver?
Rams, and was it Denver? Who was it? I forgot now. I forgot who the hell it was in the West Coast. Anyway, but I really enjoyed the game yesterday and the broadcast. I don't know how those of you that are watching right now on the YouTube chat board, give me the thumbs up, thumbs down on the broadcast team. Did you enjoy them? Did you find the same thing I did? You know, I'm not telling you, oh, I can't wait to watch these guys, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job. I thought they picked a good team overall. Because last year I got tired of Booger. And I thought Booger was not really – sometimes I thought Booger was just trying to talk and filling it with a lot of hot air and a lot of cliches and things like that.
No, he would constantly state the obvious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. Troy Aikman does that too.
A kid that's in his second year of Optimus is 6-7 years old is knows that.
Troy Aikman does the same thing, dude. He is the master of the obvious in the broadcast booth. Wow.
Last week, it was Giants, Steelers in front, and then it was Tannehill with the Gostkowski missing the 4 or 5 field goals.
I remember watching that. Okay, I watched that. I wanted to see Tannehill, who's played well, by the way. Done a nice job so far. So, yeah, I like that. All right, but I enjoyed those guys. I really did. I guess I paid attention more to the broadcast last night, and I must have been doing something last Monday that I wasn't paying as much attention. But I did enjoy it, I got to say. I don't know if you guys did, but I enjoyed it. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the text line. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We've got the New York Red Bulls and Inter-Miami at Inter-Miami CF Stadium. At 8:30, your Miami Heat will take on the Boston Celtics in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Wow, isn't it just – it's like one of those moments like you got to pinch yourself. Like, really? Are you kidding me? They're in the Eastern Conference Finals? By the way, I didn't break at the bottom of the hour, right? Is that I did that again?
We're just rolling. Kind of like NorCal. We're just rolling.
Okay. All right. I just realized that. But it is amazing, right? Heat, Eastern Conference Finals. Marlins may make the playoffs. Like, you knew the Heat would make the playoffs, but the Eastern Conference Finals? And they're 2 wins away from the NBA Finals? You mean they're 2 wins away from taking on LeBron? It's crazy. You know, how's that going to happen? So we're pretty damn lucky. I got to tell you, pretty damn lucky. Here's something else that I was thinking about early on that I'm dead wrong about so far, and they've been able to pull it off. College football. And I know that we're going to get the other conferences back towards, you know, now the SEC comes
SEC
back.
SEC is popping up, yes.
Right.
And then they're October 23rd, 24th, I think it's the weekend with the Big Ten.
Right. And so, and we haven't gotten the Pac-12 yet, right?
Still haven't made a decision, which I'm kind of surprised because, you know, the Pac and the Big hold hand. They all, you know, they're together, Rose Bowl lock, you know.
But their air quality on the West Coast is a little different.
Yeah.
They haven't made a decision, and I'll be right in the end when all the teams come back and kids are all back in school, and then, you know, maybe the COVID runs rampant. But I'm surprised the first couple of weeks it hasn't been too bad. Okay.
They've had some blips.
Yeah,
but
like
nothing.
FAU had their didn't they have their game canceled this past week?
Yes.
So I get that it's happened a little bit, but I expected a lot more. I told you guys I gave pro football a chance only because these are grown-ass men and they have bills to pay like you and me, like me and him. You know, that if we got to work, well, okay, we're going to work, but we're going to be really careful how we work. You know what I mean? We'll wear our mask, wash our hands, do all the proper things so we can try to stay away from this crap. You know what I mean? But kids don't give a rat's ass. And I got to say, early on, man, I am surprised. I expected more than what's happened. Like he said, it's like it's been a blip. It hasn't been that bad. It hasn't been crippling for these teams. But I expected tons of teams canceling and to the point where a couple weeks in, they're like, no, we can't do this. We got to move on and no football. You know what I mean? I that's what I expected. Now, it still may happen and whatever, but – I got to give props to the kids overall.
I got to think that, you know, maybe the coaches were right about them being with the team, that it's more controlled. You're got an eye on them, and everybody's aware and,
motivation.
It's in your head.
They can motivate each other.
Don't want to let your teammates down.
Right, right. And if you stay with your teammates and you're not hanging around other people, you have a chance. Like you and I all hang out. We don't go and hang out with other people.
No.
So it's just one of those kind of deals where maybe that's what's going on.
I do know some of the schools have implemented, like Notre Dame specific. I do know, obviously, my dad watching. They, like, you get a segment. Like, this is your section. This dormitory, this is where you go.
Right.
Now, you know as well as I do, we talked about it a little bit. Man, if there's a guy that's dating a girl over there, like, they're not going to find each other in the stadium. Give me a break. But trying to control it, trying to keep everybody in their lane, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's I'm with you, man. I thought that this was going to be a total fiasco.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a disaster. Eh, it still may be, but for now,
like
I
you said,
tell
winter
you, man,
winter's come. You know this; they're expecting some raises in the numbers, and yeah, winter is coming.
Yeah, yeah. I just listen. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we get a whole football season. College football season. I hope we do. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ray says it was good. Thumbs up. 100% better than the teams for the last few years, especially Witten. He was the worst. Oh, yeah. Jason Witten was terrible, dude. He's not built for TV. I mean, it's just some guys are, some guys aren't. Matthew says, I hate Booger on commentary. He criticizes a D lineman for batting down a pass because the job's for a DB only. Pat in Asheville, I'd love a commentator to call out details, especially personnel groupings. Can't see that on the broadcast easily until they lined up. Yeah, Romo does a good job with that stuff. He'll call that stuff out too. Gus liked the crew. Lewis Bryan gives it a thumbs up. 90 miles from Cuba says, can't write a better story for Pat and Spo if they pull one off against LeBron, Big O. Oh, no. I mean, that would be the greatest. This would be the greatest championship in Heat history. You know that, right? It's like it'll be that in the 03 Marlins as the greatest championships of all time. Okay, all time, because the Marlins beating the Yankees. Come on, dude. I mean, the 70s Dolphins weren't a surprise that they won their second and third Super Bowl. They lost the first one. They were that dominant, so you weren't surprised. The 97 Marlins were loaded. That we expected them to challenge for a World Series, and that's exactly what they did, and they won it. No surprise there. The big three get together, not one, not two, not three, not four. So one guy was telling us already they were going to win championships, and they did. They won two. You know what I mean? Those UM teams outside of the Nebraska one, that's the only one that's a shocker. Right? So I have to go that if you win against LeBron and the Lakers, this will be the greatest championship in the history of South Florida sports. That and maybe, you know what, I'm maybe it's 1A, 1B with the Marlins and the Yankees. I can't, that 03 championship, I can't say enough about that 03 championship. How young that team was to beat the Yankees. I mean, that's impressive, dude. That's impressive. Just to look at that logo on the other side of the diamond is intimidating as hell. And for those young guys, they were probably so young they didn't know any better, and they went out there and, you know what I mean? And that's kind of what we're going to see, hopefully, from Duncan and Tyler and all these young guys and Bam going up against LeBron if they can get through the Celtics, of course, if.
That game four, extra innings, Alex Gonzalez hitting a home run, that 3-1, 2-2. Game is the key to that series.
Nothing better than Cabrera going opposite field after Clemens throws at him.
Bro, that kid playing right field against the Cubs in the National League Championship, never played right field ever at any level, man.
Yeah.
That guy was amazing.
Yeah. Fred says, is it legal or possible for the players that opted out for the Dolphins to opt back in? I think it is. I do believe that they allow you to come back. Yes, I do believe they allow you to come back because it's happening in pros and it's happening in college. So, yes. Yes. No doubt.
The kid from Ohio State, the cornerback.
Hey, just, he came back.
Yeah, he said, I have an agent, haven't signed with him.
Marlon's got a guy back. Remember? Our one of our guys came back. So, yeah, I he's your player. It's in a moment like this, you can't get in their way, and it can't be if they want to come back, they will be allowed to.
Was it Zimmerman with Atlanta? Was it Markakis? Was it Markakis?
Maybe.
I think it was Markakis. He had opted out, and within 2 weeks, I forget, one of the Atlanta players had gotten COVID, talked to him, and that's when he decided, you know what, I'm going to get in.
Yeah. Not that Pat's career is not amazing, but would that be the cherry on top of his career? Oh, yeah. I mean, it just – it's not the cherry. It just adds another great chapter because there's – he is cherry. You know what I'm saying? So it's just another chapter. It's like if Russell Wilson does something, it's just another chapter because he's just great, period. So it doesn't matter what he does. It just adds to the amazing story that is Russell Wilson, the amazing story that is Pat Riley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It can't be considered the cherry because it's not like he needed it already. You know what I mean? Pat Riley is Pat Riley. He's the godfather already. With or without this championship, this would just add another level to it, and you just say, you know, it's endless. You know what I mean? That's all it is. It's Jerry West, Magic Johnson's group, and then it's Kobe and Shaq, and, you know, that's Jerry West. That's all. He was the great player, then he was the great executive, and he just kept making the right moves, and there you go. Riley wasn't a great player, but he's been a great coach and a great executive, okay? That's where he beats West. That West was never a coach. You know what I mean? It's interesting how those two guys in NBA history are the greatest players slash coaches slash executives ever, pretty much. I don't know if there's anybody else that we can put in their category that have done what they've done. I don't know if there's anybody like that. Larry Bird came close. But not quite, because he did a good job, you know. And Indiana, you got to give him some love, bro.
The game seven, man.
Both coaching and executive.
Yeah. As a coach, he's on the side.
Both.
Yeah.
Both. So.
Well, when the shot and there's like 2 or 3 seconds left, and Bird has that look of
right.
You left time on the clock with right. Michael.
Now Bird had a run too where it was terrible, you know, for him with Indiana, where he really brought in some terrible players. Character-wise, which was really weird on his part, especially in the Midwest, where it's so conservative, you wouldn't be able to take those kind of chances. But it is funny how a guy like Riley doesn't need that. It's just another great chapter.
You know what it is? When you look at Riley, like, he builds the mousetrap, he's got it. Something happens to undermine it. And here, the 31-10, he goes off with all the contracts. We're thinking, you know, we're going to be strapped for 3-4 years. And he ends up coming out smelling like a rose, bro, yep. Within 2 years.
Yep.
Like, it's like, here, I got it. Bam, you're knocked down. Nope, I'm back. Nope, I'm back. You know, like, the guy just, he's amazing.
Troy says, no old players in the NFL can't opt back in for this year if they have opted out. Really, I did not know that. I thought they could. They're doing it in every other sport, college and pro. That's not cool. All right, let's take a break because we are well over an hour already. In the
1 hour and 10 minutes of fun.
All right, well, but you get 1 hour and 10 minutes of straight talk from all your other shows, don't you? Anyway, Julius305 says, take a break already, bro, so I can watch Texas Hippie Coalition's video. All right, so we're going to take a couple minutes, go to Texas Hippie Coalition, hands up, all right, and then come back to me. Give me a couple minutes. We'll break. Back with more.
Hey, it's Big O for all of your family dental needs. Please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you, 305-821-0231, or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com. A travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,017,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,013,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.